This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day. And we're going to do counterintelligence this hour, like spies.
We're not going to do it per se. I guess I kind of will, given my extensive spying background. But J. Michael Waller, he's a former spook. He's going to join me about a half hour from now. We're going to talk to him about the Chinese infiltration of our government because it is extensive. That's going to be interesting. We're going to do that this hour. We're going to talk about the American government facilitating the invasion, encouraging the invasion of this country even further. I am going to pay a compliment to a dictator at some point. I don't know if it'll happen this hour, but it's going to happen soon. All that and so much more coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. I just want to do a couple little headliners here. Before I do the headlines, I want to bring another thing home for you. Did you hear this story?
Sources tell Fox News that 18-year-old Haitian migrant Akeem Mark Desire was arrested by police in Mansfield last week for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old boy who lives near him. He is now in ICE custody.
Remember when we had 14,000 Haitians amassed at our border? And the media ran an op against a Border Patrol agent. Joe Biden's administration took part in that op. This Border Patrol agent was on horseback. And he was grabbing one of these Haitians by the back of his shirt. And they made up a lie that he was whipping him. And it was really controversial that we woke up and there were 14,000 Haitians amassed at the border. It was so controversial that the Biden administration tried to stop television cameras from filming all these Haitians at the border. And then one morning, we woke up. I think it was 3 days, if I remember right, they were there. And then we woke up. And as the sun began to rise, we saw the Haitians were gone, simply gone. But where did they go? Did they go back home? Most of them were actually not original. They didn't come from Haiti. They came from South America. They were Haitians. But did they go back down south? Well, no. In order to avoid any bad press, and in order to further facilitate the invasion of the United States of America and the destruction of the United States of America, your government let them all in the country. Government welcomed them all in here, and they all remain to this day. Pair that with this. Mexico offers escorted bus rides to asylum seekers heading to the U.S. Well, that's bad, right? Mexican government, they don't want any bad press. They don't want to deal with it, and they're busing them north. Wow, that's ridiculous. That's an act of war. How could they do that? Oh, here's a headline. Biden-Harris administration negotiates bus passage, I don't know why that's difficult for me to say, through Mexico for migrants using the CBP One Asylum app. The United States government has an app, and this app is used by illegals to ensure the United States government will put illegals on a bus and drive them to the border. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, courtesy of Democrats and Republicans like James Lankford, our tax dollars are being used to fly and bus illegals into the country who will then take your job, destroy your housing market, and wreck your education system. And that's the ones that aren't raping and murdering and dealing drugs. And this is all being done on purpose by Democrats. And I will bring this up because this is why I want to move on to emails, because when I take this in, when I think about this, it stresses me out for what it means. So I'm just going to lay it out again, and then we're going to move on. I don't know how we get out of this. And I mean it in this way. I am very hopeful about some of our future. Some of us, I mean the people who live in red areas, I am hopeful because of our state system that you can preserve and protect. If we wake up and finally dig in, that we can preserve and protect some semblance of our way of life for our children and our grandchildren, because there are so many millions of people who want what we want. I'm hopeful about that. But as far as the country goes, I don't understand how we can put Humpty Dumpty back together again when anytime Democrats take power, they will open the border on purpose for every despicable person to come into the country. How can you get out of a situation when your own government is doing it to you? When it's the government's job to secure the border, and instead the government opens the border, I don't know how we get out of that. And you could say to me all day long, well, we'll just get Trump in there. Okay, but you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not just talking about now. Let's say Trump does win in November, and I've told you I'm getting hopeful about that. What if Democrats take the White House back in 4 years? No, it'll be Republicans for a long time. Okay, what if it's 20 years of Republican rule, and then Democrats come back into office? If Democrats are going to do this every time they take the White House, I just don't know how. I don't know how we can recover from that. I seriously don't. I don't know how a nation survives that when your own government is working against the country. I can't wrap my mind around what it looks like to save it unless that changes. It is what it is. Jesse, I want to say I'm tired of everyone blaming politicians for everything that is wrong. I believe the politicians represent us perfectly. The idiots leading the idiots. We keep putting the same people in office over and over and over, expecting a different result. The voters in this country are ignorant. They vote ignorant people into office and then blame them for not doing anything. The voters are ignorant, not the politicians. Dumb people have never and will never be free, and we are a dumb people. I love your show. I listen daily. But that was a little harsh, but probably fair. And you've heard me say really that a lot. We don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. Because these people don't accurately reflect you, you don't want to hear that. And I don't want to hear that. They don't reflect me at all. But as far as reflecting the nation as a whole, this is what we are. These people are us. I want you to remember this. Remember one of Joe Biden's main lines when he was gun grabbing, especially since all the Democrats are gun grabbing today. Remember what one of his main lines has been since he's been president? No amendment is absolute. How many times did you hear him say that? A million. Well, no amendment's absolute. No amendment is absolute. You understand that for most of the history of this country, whichever politician it was, whether it be federal, state, local, either party, if any politician said that in the United States of America, not only would they lose office, they would lose the next election easily, without question, but depending on how early in the country's time it was, that politician's physical safety would probably be in danger from the civilians, from the citizens of the country. If, for instance, you uttered those words in 1800, 1810, given the revolutionary, we hate tyrant spirit back then, if you stood up in front of the people and said, no amendment is absolute, your physical safety would probably be in danger. They'd probably arrest you and put you on trial. They would. Here in the United States of America, the president of the United States of America says it repeatedly, and half the country will vote for him in November. Speaking of Biden, we'll stay on that same subject. Do you remember when Joe Biden told us, when they were trying to force everyone to get vaccinated, Remember when he said, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin? Remember when Joe Biden said his patience with us was wearing thin? No president in the history of this country could dream of being reelected saying tyrannical words like that for most of our nation's history. Now, half the country will go vote for that same party this November. Oh, we have a people problem. And as much as it hurts me to say and hurts you to hear, these people are an accurate reflection of who we have become. But that just means we have to change who we are. It means we, the people, have to improve, right? All right. Let's do some more of these emails. I first want to, I'm not going to defend Tim Walz. I'm not. But I have to say something about a picture that's been floating around out there. Before I do that, I want to do this done-for-you real estate talk, a pep talk for you. I know you heard Peter St. Ange last night talk about our financial system and the debt situation and commercial. I know you heard him say a lot. And remember when he was talking about what the big banks are doing? They're buying up hard assets right now. The major financial institutions, they're buying up hard assets right now. Well, Jesse, I'm not a bank. Done for you real estate isn't for billionaires. It's not for banks. It's for you. They will find you the best property in the best market. They'll handle the financing. They handle the closing. They handle the rental process. Done for you real estate is the company that gets normal people like you involved in real estate investing. Hard assets. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and let them begin. Doneforyoujesse.com. I'm going to kind of defend Tim Walz, but not really. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you missed the long history episode on Monday, go download a podcast. If you missed the nipple splinter story from yesterday, go download the podcast. Now, let's talk about something, and I'm pretty sure you're going to disagree with me on it, and that's fine. I am certainly not a god, not right all the time, but I do have a code, if you will. I have a code, I believe in it, and I'm sticking with it. So here it is. You know how much I hate Tim Walz. It's not because he's a Democrat. That's part of it, but that's really not the main reason. It's the stolen valor stuff that gets me about Tim Walz. I actually hate that a lot more than I hate him claiming to be a command sergeant major when he wasn't running out on his troops and then claiming he served in combat. Ugh, it grades on me to no end. So I really, really dislike Tim Walz. I dislike this human being more than I like Kamala Harris. That said, there was a picture floating around today. Maybe you have seen it. It's being promoted in Nebraska. And the picture is a bunch of Walz's family members, eight of them to be exact, wearing T-shirts that say, Nebraska Walz's for Trump. So there are a bunch of Tim Walz's family members who are doing campaign ads against Walz and for Trump. And I love when people campaign against Tim Walz. Happy about that. I like when people get involved in elections and campaign for Trump. That's good. You know, I want people to get involved locally, nationally, statewide. Get involved. Okay. I'm all on that. But there's nothing you could ever say to me. There's nothing you could ever pay me to get me to blast any member of my family publicly, especially over politics. But really, it's not down to politics. It's over anything. And that includes if I had a family member I really didn't know that well and one that I hated
And I don't really have, I mean, I guess I have a couple of those I can think of, but not a bunch. But if it was a cousin who I didn't even like, and actually I have one of those I'm thinking of right now, a cousin who I completely despise. In fact, he's a filthy communist himself. A cousin I despise. And if he was running for president, I would never, ever in a million years take a public stand against my family. And I think it's weird and gross, and I don't like it when other people do. My sister, now don't get me wrong, she's about as hardcore to the right as I am, if not worse. But let's say she was a crazy, filthy communist, and she was running to be governor of Montana. And someone approached me and said, Jesse, here's a T-shirt. Talk about your dirty commie sister. I'd probably sock you in the face because she's my sister. And I don't speak out against family members publicly. I don't speak out against friends publicly. Even criminals. If I have criminals in my family or criminal friends, I still won't criticize them publicly. Now, privately, yeah. Privately, and this goes for the family member too. Privately, oh, I'd light them up. I'd light them up real good. Real good. But publicly, I don't like it. Chris, is that weird? Am I wrong? Chris agrees. It's probably just going to be you and me, Chris. It'll be you and me and a bunch of hate mail. And you know how I feel about Tim Walz. But it makes me feel icky. It makes me feel icky. That's all. That's all I have to say about it. Jesse, I absolutely love the history show. You should start a new podcast of all the history lessons and call it Get Schooled with Professor Kelly. Get schooled. Here's my problem with that. I appreciate the suggestion, and I'm glad you liked Monday's history show. But school, I hate it. And I say that respectfully because I know we have so many of the good teachers. You know there are a bunch of really great teachers out there who are fighting the good fight behind enemy lines. I know we have great teachers. And there's nothing more important. One good teacher can change your life. But school itself, in me, we just kind of never, we never got along. We never got along. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make myself sit there and learn. And a lot of this is just because I was lazy and irresponsible. I'm taking the blame here, believe me. I'm pointing fingers at me. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to study. I didn't want to turn in my homework. I didn't want to go to class. I didn't want to do, I wanted to go have fun. I wanted to go do other stuff that didn't involve school. So I can't say get schooled because then it attaches the name school to me and that makes me feel dirty. All right. Speaking of dirty, let's talk about spying and counterintelligence. Specifically, I have a guest, a former spook, J. Michael Wall, he's going to discuss Chinese spying, the Chinese compromise of our politicians. We touched on this a little last night. I want to talk to him about it. We're going to talk to the doctor about it, Chris. Before we talk to him, let me talk to you about your phone. Your phone, the phone company, I should say, the AT&Ts, the T-Mobiles, they hate us. In corporate communism, it's the second most damaging thing going on in this country. I should say it's the second most damaging thing the communists took over. Number one is the education system. But once they infected and infiltrated corporate America, what it gave them access to was all that money to use against you, to use against your country. And that's our money. Those ads you see on TV of Verizon you hate, you paid for it. I paid for it. I used to have Verizon. I did it. You don't have to do that anymore. You can switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk and stop doing that. Go to Pure Talk, or wait a minute, dial pound, when we go to Pure, dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll speak to someone who speaks English. You'll save a pile on your phone. You'll stop supporting an evil company. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes is all it takes. Let's talk to a spy next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm so excited to discuss counterintelligence because it just sounds so fancy and spying and stuff. And joining me now is J. Michael Waller, Dr. Waller. He has a book out, and we're going to get to that in a minute because it's frankly frightening. The book is called Big Intel, but I want to discuss something else with him first. Okay, doctor, let's begin first with this. Let's begin with the Chinese spies we continue to catch right beside our politicians. It's not just Kathy Hochul, it's Dianne Feinstein, it's Eric Swalwell. The list is very, very long. How does this keep happening?
It keeps happening because the Chinese have been investing in not only Democrats, but Republicans, people across the whole spectrum, for years to compromise us, to compromise our leaders, to even compromise future leaders. So they actually go shopping around different states to locate who are the promising businessmen, the promising scholars, the promising politicians, and how can we elevate them and use our echo chamber to elevate them so that they'll work for us for the rest of their lives.
Okay, how does, in the best way you can simplify this, how do they identify who to go after? Is it something, look, all we know is what we see on Netflix. Are they looking for the guy who's cheating on his taxes or having an affair with the secretary? How do they identify, you know, Eric Swalwell? What prompts them to go to that dork?
Well, they're like talent scouts. So if you're a football recruiter, you're going to go to high schools and watch the high school guys and then see what kind of scholarships they get for college football. And then you'll ultimately cultivate them and recruit them into the NFL or for actors or for any other talent like that. And so they have talent scouts for this. So they didn't recruit Eric Swalwell when he was a congressman. They got him back when he was a city council member. So this kind of targeting of our politicians is going back for a long time. In fact, the Trump administration had a program to combat this. It was Justice Department and the CIA, and it was actually Secretary of State Mike Pompeo who made it public right before the pandemic was declared a pandemic, warning the National Council of Governors that all of them were Chinese targets, regardless of their ideology, and the Chinese rate them from sympathetic and friendly to downright hostile, and they have a way to get after every politician they target, down to the state legislatures and even city and town leaders.
Okay, again, we're speaking with J. Michael Waller, who has a book out, Big Intel, which we'll get to in a moment. You say they have a way. Okay, so they recognize some young up-and-comer in Texas's state legislature. What is it? Is it pretty girls? Is it cash? Is it drugs? What are the ways? How do they do this?
Well, they look at what's this person's career trajectory and how can they be useful to us, meaning communist Chinese. Maybe it's going to be someone who only is interested in state politics. How can they influence policy in those states to make it friendlier to the Chinese Communist Party? Or if they're going to go higher, like a really personally ambitious guy like Swalwell, are they going to go even higher to the national level? How can you recruit him, compromise him, then bring him into your camp? And then who's content simply to be an aide to a politician? So they're not going to be into an elected office, but they're happy being a staffer, being an assistant, one of the behind-the-scenes people who gets to be in the middle of it all, but is never the focus of attention. So they focus on all of that. They go to universities. They go to journalism schools. They go to political training seminars, and they often go to private companies, to corporate recruitment offices. And they really do a good job patrolling things like LinkedIn and other social media.
Doctor, can you explain counterintelligence? Meaning, what are we doing, or what more specifically should we be doing to stop this? Because we can't continue to have all of our positions of power be infiltrated by the Chi-Coms.
Right. And that's what's going to happen because we're not, in free societies, we don't think in a counterintelligence way. So what counterintelligence is, it's the field of countering the offensive intelligence activities of other countries that are aimed at you. Intelligence activities can be spying. They can be blackmailing people. They can be using people as agents of influence, running disinformation operations. all of those things are in the counterintelligence area. So say espionage is the spying part of intelligence. So counterintelligence is how to counter that. And unfortunately, as Americans, we haven't taken it very seriously ever, because we haven't really understood how a counterintelligence state like China or like Russia functions and how their mentality is.
Okay, so explain it. How should we be doing this? How should we be countering this? And why in the world, why have we never taken this seriously? That's insane to me, but I've heard this several times before, how the dirty Ruskies were so much better at infiltrating us than we were at them.
Sure. I mean, imagine they, as I wrote in Big Intel, they infiltrated the U.S. intelligence services from the moment they were founded. In fact, our OSS of World War II was founded with the help of the British Secret Service, whose agent who was running this, his name was Dickie Ellis, was actually a double agent for Stalin. So that's how we got our start. So we were in trouble from day one. So how do we do it? What we really have to do, and no president has done this, not a single president has done this, except George W. Bush tried but didn't understand it, and that is to go after the intelligence service of these adversary nations, burrow into them, and disrupt them from the inside.
Ah, so defense by playing offense. Okay, now let's discuss intelligence agencies, only not theirs, ours, because you have a book out, a frightening book called Big Intel. I have said time and time again that the most dangerous thing happening on the planet is Western governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens right now. And their main weapon for that is FBI, CIA, NSA. But you wrote the book on it. I didn't. Talk about it.
Yeah, and I wrote it as a supporter of all those agencies. I'd worked for the CIA long ago. I've helped the FBI on a lot of issues. I've maintained contact throughout the intelligence community. In fact, I'm going to lecture at the CIA University next week. So we need intelligence services. We need them like we need a military to protect us. We need counterintelligence services to protect us. They were always intended from the start to work in ways that could not intervene in American politics and corrupt our constitutional system. That really went out the door quickly with the CIA. But nevertheless, the CIA, for right or wrong, was still looking at protecting American constitutional values and founding principles. Democrat or Republican, they saw that it was, well, it was their statutory mission, but they all saw that, with the exception of some of the info, you know, all of the infiltrators, they saw that as their mission. Now, when they got to the point where they thought they knew better than everybody else, they ended up abusing their mission and abusing their power and then damaging the very thing that they were sworn to protect. FBI was a little different. That was created by, over 100 years ago, but it was really built by J. Edgar Hoover, and he ran it for 48 years. But in looking at the history of it, Jesse, I found that for all of Hoover's abuses, he was never as powerful as the FBI is today, and he was never as abusive as the FBI is today.
Wow, that's pretty much terrifying. Doctor, where can people get this book, Big Intel, so they can figure out what's happening?
Well, I've been effectively banned from Barnes & Noble stores, but the best place to get it and the best deal is on Amazon. And then if you want to get it from a library, you can get it on the Libby app.
I think any book that is being banned by big book places is one that you should go pick up. The book is called Big Intel. He's J. Michael Waller. Doctor, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much.
Good to talk to you, Jesse.
Counterintelligence. Chris, I feel like I'd be good at this. I have to penetrate the Chinese spy agency. Why are you shaking your head? I have to look, Chris, nobody'd be better at this than me. They'd never suspect me. That's what makes it so great. Because I'm so tall, I can do counter intel. I knew it. Gosh, made for this. You know what you're made for? Saving lives. Saving babies' lives at preborn, that's what you're made for. No, we do have to focus on saving the innocent. We won a great battle when Roe versus Wade was overturned, but it in no way won the war at all. we have a lot of abortions, as many as we've ever had in this country, because now young women are using the pill and doing it in their homes. It's awful, but it's happening. We need preborn to continue their mission of finding these women who are about to abort their babies and giving them a free ultrasound. And then if they need help, if they need care, diapers, whatever they may need, 2 years of care if they need it. Your money, the money you give to preborn, it not only is tax deductible, it's saving lives. $28 buys that ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and we're going to dig into some emails here, shall we? Jesse, Iceman Kelly, are you going to be nicer to Chris since Michael is gone? No, I'm not. Dear old balding wise one, anti-communism is literally, that's not nice, everywhere this election cycle. Before listening to your show, the enemy was only known as deep state or just pointing a finger at them. You put a label on them, defined it, and put the message out there so we can spread the word of anti-communism to all the normies. How do you think RFK dropping out of the race will affect the minds of the normies who thought they had an easy excuse? The RFK dropping out, look, it helped. All the poll numbers showed RFK being in hurt Donald Trump more than it hurt Joe Biden. And we didn't know that initially. Initially, we didn't know who it was going to hurt more, or Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden. But what I think is probably the best part of RFK dropping out is now he's speaking even more freely, even though he was speaking freely before, about the evils of our medical institutions and the necessity for America to get healthy. I was never going to vote for RFK anyway, but this is a man who's not afraid to speak out against CIA, FBI. He's not afraid to speak out against our medical institutions who do anything but make us healthier. He's speaking about exercise. Go out and get some exercise. He's speaking about the things that are in our food. He's being honest about a COVID reckoning, which we'll never get in full, but I'm glad someone's out there talking like this.
There was no reason to discourage people from taking ivermectin. Ivermectin was a very, very devastating cure for COVID. It literally obliterated COVID. And, you know, by depriving people of ivermectin, millions of people around the globe died. And they didn't need to. There still has to be a reckoning. The mainstream media hasn't caught up with the science. But the science is out there now, and it's devastating.
If that guy is going to be in Trump's ear versus the losers who were in his ear last time, the loser medical people like the Faucis and Birxes of the world, if now it's going to be RFK, that's good. It's not just good for the election. It's good for the entire country. That's awesome. Hey, Linen Britches Ice Enthusiast, what's the plan for election night? Will you be on the radio, the first TV? Is it a super secret secure location with Clay and Buck? I hope to watch you as the returns come in. Kindly let your listeners know. Well, that's getting a little bit ahead of time. She did say she's on a Pure Talk phone, so let the bar eat. Election night. I'm definitely going to be on the air. There's no question. Well, take that back. I'm assuming I'm going to be on the air. We've run into this before where sometimes radio stations, they'll turn off this show on election night and tune into some brutally boring local show is going to sit there and just with 25% in, we've just got the numbers in from Dork County, and Dork County's been a major bellwether. Of course, I'm going to be on the air election night. Of course, I'm going to be talking to you as the returns come in. So if your local station happens to tune in to some nerd who's boring you to death, just go find me on the iHeartRadio app. I will be here election night. As far as I know, I don't think there's some election night party thing with Clay and Buck or whatever. I guess there could be, but no matter what, I'm going to be on the air. I would imagine I'm going to be on TV as well. I don't know. Look, I don't plan things ahead of time, right? You want to talk about some evil Dems for a minute? Get this one. Did you hear about what Dome did in Philadelphia? They started putting things up in Philadelphia saying that she was the candidate of the Eagles. They just lied. That was not true. She was not the candidate of the Eagles. An NFL team didn't endorse anybody. That's not really something they would do, but Dome's campaign did it. They did it, and they forced the Philadelphia Eagles to make a public statement about it. These people lie about everything at all times.
We have seen grocery prices come down over the past year or more, and so that is important. And a lot of that is the work that's been done from this administration.
They just tell gigantic lies without any shame. It's something to watch. Remember the medical expert I played for you yesterday? Speaking of gigantic lies, it goes way beyond the Biden administration and all these people. It's this.
Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable, and that is the weaponization of medical research itself. The CDC putting out their own shoddy studies, like their own study on natural immunity, looking at one state for 2 months, when they had data for years on all 50 states. Why did they only report that one sliver of data? Why did they salami slice the giant database? Because it gave them the result they wanted. Same with masking study. Well, the data has now caught up in giant systematic reviews. And
our own Center for Disease Control, as soon as we got a new virus, lied to you about everything. Just
the greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it? That myocarditis was more common after the...
They just lie about everything at all times. I'm the official candidate of the Eagles, and give it about 24 hours. Let that kind of work its way through the low information voter population. And then, of course, you roll out some, I guess I'm not the official candidate of the Eagles after it's already too late. They lie about everything at all times. It is truly the time of deceit, isn't it? All right, we have another hour. Daniel Turner is going to join us at some point next hour. I don't know when it is. I think he's like a half hour into the show. He's going to discuss, I don't know why Europe is still buying up Russian gas. I saw that this morning and I'm confused. So we're going to talk to Daniel Turner about that. Before we talk to him, I want to talk to you. Speaking of gas, what do you take before a workout? You take anything? Pre-workout is what I'm asking. I hope you're not taking anything worse than that. But pre-workout, you do that? You know, most of the pre-workouts out there, they're full of garbage. All kinds of stuff you don't want in your body. Chalk, of course, they found a better one. It's called Chad Mode. They took a couple years developing a pre-workout. It's all natural caffeines, and it will have you fired up and ready to go without all that garbage in your body. You want to talk to them about it? You can. Call them. Text them. They don't just sit there and take orders. They'll talk to you. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Just tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. All right? All right. We still have an hour. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.